Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you don't know too much about the way movies are made, the word reshoots can immediately send alarm bells ringing. Except that's not really fair. Practically every major Hollywood blockbuster undergoes reshoots of some kind. However, for some actors, they're just not going to be a part of their schedule, for any number of interesting, strange, or flat-out insane reasons. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 times actors refused to do reshoots. 10. Gene Hackman was Team Donna on Superman 2. The production of Superman 2 was famously troubled, with original director Richard Donner being fired after roughly 75% of the sequel had already been shot. His replacement, Richard Lester, ended up reshooting the vast majority of the film in order to attain a directorial credit, though many key crew members opted not to return for reshoots out of loyalty to Donner. This included Gene Hackman, who played villain Lex Luthor and declined to reshoot his part for Lester. This required the new director to use body and vocal doubles to account for Hackman's absence in many scenes. Considering the obvious creative constraints caused by Hackman's unwillingness to return, Lester did a solid job of concealing it. However, Donner's own Donner Cut, finally released over 25 years later in 2006, is the far superior version of the movie, and crucially, includes more of Hackman's performance. 9. Betty Davies' Where Love Has Gone refusal results in court case. The disappointing 1964 drama Where Love Has Gone failed to capitalize on the dishy pairing of screen legends Susan Hayward and Betty Davis, despite solid efforts from both actresses. Davis, who had a lifelong reputation for being both a perfectionist and for fiercely standing up to producers, directors, and even co-stars, pushed back when the film's producer, Joseph E. Levine, requested last-minute reshoots. Basically, Levine felt that the existing ending wasn't strong enough, and ordered a new climactic scene to be shot where Davis's character, Mrs. Gerald Hayden, would go insane in the courtroom before committing suicide. But Davis resisted, insisting that these actions would have been entirely out of character for Hayden, prompting an incensed Levine to escalate the argument by taking Davis to court for refusing to film the scene. In a surprising outcome, Davis actually won her case and was not forced to shoot a new ending against her wishes. Despite sticking to her guns, though, the film received tepid reviews and is largely only remembered today among Hayward-Davis completionists. 8. Clark Gable thought Misfits was good enough as it was. John Huston's 1961 Western drama The Misfits was the last completed film for both stars Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe, and went through considerable creative turmoil during production after United Artists executives viewed a rough cut of the film and were unsatisfied with the result. Director Huston, producer Frank E. Taylor, and writer Arthur Miller consequently all agreed to conduct reshoots to fix several scenes, though they faced a major stumbling block when dealing with venerable star Gable. Gable, who had been smart enough to secure himself script approval on the project, soundly rejected the idea of reshooting scenes. The actor viewed a rough cut of the film and was fond enough of it that he expressed no desire to change anything. Although Gable did manage to exert his creative control to avoid reshoots, tragedy followed as the actor died of a heart attack just 12 days after shooting wrapped. 7. 15 months of Stanley Kubrick was enough for Harvey Keitel on Eyes Wide Shut. The production of Stanley Kubrick's final film, Eyes Wide Shut, was an endurance trial for everyone involved, with shooting lasting a record-breaking 15 months. Kubrick also conducted reshoots roughly 18 months after filming began, and due to Harvey Keitel's apparent refusal to return to set, his part of Victor Zeigler, a wealthy patient of protagonist Dr. Bill Hartford, was recast with the great Sidney Pollack, who refilmed the entire role. Reports of why Keitel wouldn't return vary. Some cite scheduling conflicts, while his friend Gary Oldman recently claimed that Keitel had grown fed up of Kubrick's famously perfectionist shooting style. Incredibly, Kubrick was apparently still unsatisfied with the film after reshoots, and had planned to conduct further reshoots in 1999, though he ultimately died of a heart attack 6 days after screening a cut of the film for friends and family. 6. River Phoenix and Lily Taylor join Nancy Savoca's stand against dogfight reshoots. Nancy Savoca's 1991 coming-of-age drama Dogfight starred River Phoenix and Lily Taylor as star-crossed young lovers. And in a development befitting their strong screen chemistry, the actors decided to band together against Warner Brothers' request for reshoots. After test audiences responded negatively to the film's bittersweet ending, where Phoenix and Taylor's characters are uneasily reunited after years apart, the studio attempted to convince director Savoca to shoot a more unambiguously happy ending. Savoca refused, telling Warner Brothers that they were free to reshoot the ending without her, but that she would insist upon her name being removed from the film if so. Handily, both Phoenix and Taylor stood by their director, as when the studio called them up for reshoots, they both refused to do it without Savoca's involvement. According to the director, it was Phoenix's refusal to reshoot the ending which caused Warner Brothers to back off, though they responded by effectively sending the film out to die in cinemas, where it grossed just $394,000 despite strong reviews.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Use. 5. Extreme heat and poor health saw Laurence Olivier refuse inch-on reshoots. Laurence Olivier was about as consummate a professional as actors get, though even he had his limits, especially later in life when he began to suffer from ill health. Olivier starred as General Douglas MacArthur in the infamous 1980 war epic Inchon and was paid a staggering $50,000 per day to play the part, which, by his own admission, was a blatant paycheck role. He famously said, "People ask me why I'm playing in this picture. The answer is simple, money, dear boy." Inchon was shot on location in Seoul, South Korea, and the intense heat caused the unwell 72-year-old Olivier to suffer from heat stroke and exhaustion, requiring him to rest in a cot between takes. When the producers contacted him to return to Seoul for reshoots, Olivier flatly refused due to his experience during principal photography. Only when the filmmakers went to the extraordinary effort of moving shooting to Rome did Olivier actually agree to return. 4. Louise Brooks refused to record dialogue for the Canary murder case. Despite all the contemporary hand-wringing about reshoots, they've pretty much been a thing as long as cinema has existed. Case in point, the 1929 crime mystery film The Canary Murder Case. It was originally shot as a silent production, but with talkies fast becoming the norm, the decision was made to have the entire cast return to record their dialogue and sync it to the existing footage. This was all well and good, except that star Louise Brooks, who played the titular showgirl, refused to come in and record her lines. Upon wrapping the film, Brooks had fulfilled her existing contract with Paramount and declined to renew it after the studio denied her request for a raise. Paramount insisted that she return regardless, but she refused, forcing the studio to hire actress Margaret Livingston to dub her lines and shoot some additional pickup shots. Despite mixed reviews, The Canary Murder Case was a commercial success, though the unconvincing dubbing of Brooks' voice was near universally criticized. 3. Mark Wahlberg held all the money in the world up for an extra $1.5 million. Ridley Scott's 2017 crime thriller All the Money in the World faced a PR nightmare when star Kevin Spacey was faced with numerous credible sexual misconduct allegations. Scott made the near-unprecedented decision to remove Spacey from the film entirely, reshooting 22 scenes with replacement Christopher Plummer in 8 days, just 1 month before the film premiered. But the reshoots faced a major hurdle from actor Mark Wahlberg, who effectively held the production hostage for an additional $1.5 million. His original contract allowed him to approve his co-stars, and Wahlberg reportedly wouldn't agree to Plummer replacing Spacey, in turn holding up reshoots, until his extra fee was agreed. The fee was eventually locked down, and Wahlberg did indeed return for reshoots, but once word of his act went public, he responded by donating his extra fee to the Time's Up movement, in the name of his grossly underpaid co-star, Michelle Williams. 2. Gal Gadot didn't want her character to be sexualized in Justice League. It is no secret that the theatrically released original version of Justice League underwent extensive reshoots, with Joss Whedon being drafted in to spend roughly 2 months and $25 million shooting new material intended to broaden the superhero epic's tone. Though all of the principal cast members returned for the reshoots, Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot refused to shoot one particular sequence penned for the reshoots by Whedon. The scene involved the Flash saving Wonder Woman and awkwardly falling on top of her for a moment before phasing away. Gadot ultimately declined to film the beat on the grounds that it overly sexualized her and her character, and so Whedon instead used Gadot's stunt double to film the shot of Miller on top of her. This explains why Wonder Woman's face is turned away from the camera during the shot, and the only time we see Gal Gadot's face is when she's on the ground alone and the Flash has sped away from her. 1. Tom Smothers decided he didn't want Get to Know Your Rabbit on his CV. Brian De Palma's 1972 comedy film Get to Know Your Rabbit stars Tom Smothers as a dissatisfied corporate executive who decides to quit his job and become a traveling tap dancing magician. Yeah. The production was famously troubled as De Palma ended up clashing with both Warner Brothers and Smothers, and later even disappearing for several shooting days and ultimately refusing to return for reshoots after initially agreeing to do so. According to De Palma himself, Smothers was dealing with psychological problems during shooting, and amid anxieties about the state of his career, effectively decided to abandon the film once it became clear it wouldn't be the professional turnaround he was hoping for. De Palma said that Smothers stabbed him in the back by siding with him on various arguments with the studio, only to back out of reshoots when the time came. The film ended up receiving mixed reviews from critics and is generally regarded as a minor De Palma today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.